But they come as instruments of darkness. And Lucifer is not everywhere present. So he's limited in his ability to doing what God does. So that gives us a great benefit. He sends out his henchmen out to disturb us. Remember that God has two-thirds the angels. Plus, God's more powerful than he is. But just that itself is a great wealth of blessing upon the believer. And the Lord says, greater is he that's within us, he is within the world. So if we come out to a firefight, that's what you'd say if it's in the military. A firefight is when you come out with weapons of destruction and you're aiming them at someone, and whoever wins that firefight stays alive, basically. And who doesn't win it is gone eternally. And that's the same way spiritually. We lose firefights without the Spirit of God. We cannot come up to his mastery, his blessing, because I met him when I was sick. He knew all about me. And he was a very terrible one. And I didn't want any part of him. And that's when that same time is when I seen these, they were pastors. And says, we can just laugh at him. And boy, about that time, this wind come upon them and it just mowed them down. The presence of God. God says, my spirit is your power. My spirit. I will be with you, my son. Be not afraid. Many have talked against you, but my call is upon thee, and I shall bring thee out at that last hour, and I shall encourage thee. Be not afraid, for I shall go with thee. Thou shalt meet many problems, but thou shalt speak my word. Thou shalt encourage many. And I remember those words that God had wants to bless us. He's a supernatural God. And I don't know why he chose to use me, because I was a bad one. I was no good. God is good. I might not have been like some, but I felt myself there was nothing but filthy rags in my life. I was a dirty old mechanic. I was a dirty old cat skinner. And I was a dirty nobody. And God made me somebody. He cleaned me up. And the most important part, he cleaned me up. And when he cleans you up, you will feel a vessel of praise. You will feel that luster. It's taking a good clean bath. And he puts that John 3:16 on you. For God so loved the world. He washes us and bathes us in his presence. That we'll no longer get out in the pig pen. That we will come out and know how to put, you know, the pigs, you have to put a red ribbon on there. Take them to a fair. And they get, then you take them to a fair. They generally find a mud puddle. And they get down that mud puddle. Because it's their nature. God wants to take away our human nature. That we've come up. Moving through our forefathers. My dad's nature, I see, is within me. My mother's nature. And God wants to change that nature into having a heavenly nature. Just because my father had certain tendency of doing certain things, I don't want wish for them. I want, and I know that I cannot be changed of those, because they're through my genes, I guess that's what they call it, but in through the makeup of my mother and my father, I have certain characteristics, and I see them in my brother and my sister. My brothers and my sister, and those remain in our family, but I want, and I cannot be changed only by the alternation of the Spirit of God. He comes to change me, what I am, into his presence. He takes away where I came from and gives me a new heart, a new talk, a new vision from heaven. Without a vision, my people perish. We need a vision from heaven. We need that heavenly sunshine that comes in our life, that baptizes, floods us with his presence. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. That is a manifestation of the glory of God. We need to invent ourselves into his presence. And we need to take hope in the love of God. We need that hope that never fails. We come in this world, we have no hope. We take faith into God, and pretty soon God takes away the hidden things of darkness. He starts creating a new heart within us. He takes away, floods his joy, and he immerses us day by day till we start growing as a tender plant. We grow to our Lord, and we must, many times we don't have good soil. We don't have good soil, and God even transfers soil underneath us. He helps us that we might become as a rose of Sharon, that we might be victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. We might have that praise of glory that would be suited up in his righteousness, that we might walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, and strengthen all might according to his glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness, and has translated us translated, there we go again, from our old man, where we come from, translated to the kingdom of His dear Son, who we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. God has taken us from glory into glory. God is remaking us in the image and likeness of this Heavenly Father. Oh, having His, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is nothing like what I feel right now. There is nothing like the touch from heaven. There is nothing like the manifestation of God's Spirit. There is nothing like the handiwork from God, that you will know things that no other one can know. He is able to defend you. He's able to correct you. He's able to support you, because God don't want you to no longer be the heel. He wants you to be the head. He wants you to rise and shine the glory of God. You lift your eyes to hills. Your head will no longer hang low. You will no longer see the curse of this world, but you'll see heavenly things. You'll see heavenly blessings. You'll see things above, and you'll start praying for things above. You'll start seeing Jesus coming down through the clouds of glory, and you know that this no world is no longer your home. You're headed for heaven. You're going to a place where there's going to be splendor. There's going to be glory, glories above. There's going to be jewels of wealth unspeakable. There's going to be diamonds. There's going to be pure gold that you can see through it, transparent gold. There's going to be blessings beyond blessings. There's going to be a heating and refrigeration like you've never seen before. You'll not be hot. You'll not be cold. And you'll have that freedom that lasts you forever. And there will be no recourse to the enemy if we come to steal your joy. There will be no one that can slander you no longer. There will be no one that can come against you, because God will answer your prayer, and God will serve you, and God will bless you. He says, they that overcome shall inherit all things. In the 21st chapter of Revelation, it says, the 7th verse, it says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And God is saying, my church, overcome, and I will bless you. Come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. I take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest to your soul. Casting all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. Be careful, because the enemy goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour. Whom is this steadfast the faith? We're to resist steadfast the faith, that God might give us an eternal blessing. He loves us so much. He cares for us. I didn't know I could talk this much, God. Lord, I thank you. You're just showing me I feel an artesian well today. And I, boy, there's nothing that compares with God. You know, I've walked alone a lot of years. When I was in school, kids teased me, made fun of me. The army, they just made fun of me, but boy, God would have come down there. My battalion I was in, Lord did it. I came in second, that whole, 1,500, 1,800 men in physical fitness. Nobody, just that, didn't entangle with me no more. I mean, they didn't say a bunch of wrong things. God has a way of defending us, if you'll stay true. And you know, the Lord started showing me those old awful cigarettes they was taking. That made them winless. They didn't have no wind, and God was filling me His love, and I loved the Lord then so much too. And I said, Lord, thank you. This carried my New Testament right here in my shirt. And I said, well, you got that old book with you? And I said, yes, sir. I sure have. And you know, I didn't know this, but all the time I went until I'm going to get discharged, God will meet your need. And I was in Fort Hood, Texas, and they went in the orderly room, and the company commander says, you know what? I want to talk to you. I said, yes, sir. I told her I had a few days left, but I was going to. He says, I would wish you'd re-enlist. And I said, well, I don't know about that. I said, I've just got married. And he said, I know it. He says, I want to tell you something. I give God the credit what I'm going to tell you. He said, in all my years, I've never seen anybody with the record that you got. I said, that's the Lord. He said, well, it can't be. It's something wonderful. He says, you've got an excellent rating. I didn't even know this. Excellent. It goes good, excellent. Anyway, the highest rating is excellent. And he says, you got 36 months excellent. Even in basic training, I've never seen this. He said, if you want to re-up, he says, we'll make you right now a warrant officer. And I said, I don't know about that. But God told me to go into the military. As the first thing that I really ever knew, and I did it because the Lord told me that I wasn't in condition to be a pastor. He said, being a pastor, you got to be of right stuff. And so I started new on that. I said, Lord, I said, I don't think I got that right stuff. Lord says, just wait upon me. Anyway, I started seeing that God can help you in the worst conditions. When I thought I was going to die in Korea, I said, Lord, I said, I'm ready to go home. And life seems so short, but you know, I'm still here. But God is with you, and God will bless you. And men had come to me and say, what you got? We don't see this no place. And I really didn't know what they're seeing about it. But I see now it was the love of God that I had. Every night I went and read my Bible. It wasn't a Bible, it was a New Testament. But I stayed in that, and I wore that, I took that New Testament every place I got, and every place I said, you're a Christian, aren't you? And I said, Why is that? He says, well, look at that. It's not cigarettes in your pocket. I said, yeah, that's the New Testament. I said, that's part of me. And no one ever challenged me no more. It was like I went through it for a while, but I seen that God would be with us. And you know, it's hard to take rebuke sometimes. Some people can't take it. It's hard to be humiliated. It's hard to be put down. It's hard to do these things. But that's what we got to learn to do. Take those challenges with love. It's hard. But God didn't make it easy. He made it. He will go with us. If we have those kind of troubles, we need to face them early in life. My later life has never bothered me. And when someone comes to see you, and I says, yes, I admit it. I'm a foolish Christian, if you want to, you know, whatever they said. I never backed down. But God makes a way in the storm. He makes a way when everything seems black. And that's when I go to hospitals. I've been fortunate to go to a lot of hospitals and pray for people. But God, I don't think, has ever let me down. I only go when the Lord tells me to go. But I went, and one time I went, and this young boy had hit a telephone pole. His dad told me that Kendall was dying. He asked me if I'd go. I was in Sunday school. He asked me if I'd come down in hospital and believe with him for his son's life. So Kendall never got out of, he went, I think it was 20 hours in the operating room, something, a long, long time. And they couldn't close him up. And the Spirit of God says, I want you to get up, and I want you to walk that old block around 7 times. When you get back, he'll be closed up. So I got up in faith, walked. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to walk around the block 7 times. I got back in. They says, boy, God did a miracle. Close him up. And, you know, I started seeing that God would, I say God because I'd say it reverently, but my God is wonderful. Jesus let this happen. And every one time, I was on a phone one night going to go to church. And at the time I was going to leave for church, Ron Hartman called me. He says, you know, that 528 we got up there at Little Siberia because real cold up there. And I'd been up there, and he says, you know, that 528 had a problem. And I says, what's that? He says, well, it's missing on one cylinder. So I says, I know it's a problem. And he no more got off the phone, and the Spirit of God says, it's number 4 cylinder. And what's wrong is they lined all the rings up, and it's losing compression is what's wrong with it. So I went to Ron. I said, you know, I said, we brought it in. I said, the Lord told me that. And I said, I want you to be there as a witness. Let's see what happens. I want to see if my God is really telling me correctly. Sure enough, it was exactly like it was. And every time that God would say anything, it would be exactly like he said. It gave me a personal direction that I could have faith that I would not do a message in myself. I'd preach starting out, I would wait upon God. And I know in my former years it was tough because I didn't really know, you know. And people would call on me to preach or something. And they said, where's your words from? I said, I'm just waiting upon the Lord. And they say, well, you know, and that generally ended they never would ever call me back. But when I went up to preach, that's what I did up there. I said, Lord, just open my mouth. And so it worked up there. But not to the depth it is now. God's let me grow. And when I was real sick, and I was going up, and I got up there. The Spirit of God just on the way up told me on the way up that he was going to start something new within my life, that I would start hearing from heaven. And I shared it a little bit to people. And then they said, oh, he's really went off. That's what they went off. I was really run off my rocker because here. But the Lord started something there that was born. And I've leaned, and God has made it a very special reward. God started using me in that little church. And I would forget about what was said. So we had people there, and they was people I knew. They said, you might as well quit, and just kill me. And so when Brother Clint came, we started recording those words. And that's how what was the starting, the birth of those words. And we found out that they weren't junk. I mean, God was really moving in those words. Those words way back then inspire me right now because, the glory of God. And God has a way of helping us. He has a way of encouraging us when we start from point A coming to point B. Then all of our life, he will work within you. He will work with what he has. He's not someone that says, oh, you got to be so-so. No, God will work with you where you are. And God started working with me, and that's the way it. And he says, I never have ever told you a lie, and you've always understood me. Just keep that firm relationship with me, and it will work. It's easier for me anymore to hear from him than it is to hear from people, because I don't hear that well from people. I get my understanding mixed up. I make mistakes, but I don't make mistakes with him. And I know that everything's right because God told me, he says, I'd tell you if it wasn't. And that gives you a peace. And that's what we need here tonight. We need that peace. That's all well. God don't expect us to be supermen or superwomen. Just realizing we're just sheep. As we rely on him, he will take us sheep to be super sheep for God. To be a super sheep from heaven. That you'll be able to do super abilities because you're a sheep. You will lean not on your own ability, but your ability will be in him. To the way that you can totally trust him. It takes all of the cares that would come against you. Did I do it right or do it not? You're not even worried about it. You're not concerned because God's doing it. It takes all of that limitations out of your life. You don't have to worry about it. You're just a vessel of praise. You're just to be a vessel. That's what the Holy Ghost is about. That you just let him take over. That you don't no longer appropriate your own will. Because of that, you start warring against the Spirit. And these two will collide. And you will have serious injury. But if you'll go his way, he takes over. And you just sit back on him. Just ride along. And it's so wonderful. And God will help you. But all you got to do is give in to him. But some people can't give in. They want to be the chauvinist or whatever. I could always take commands when I was in the Army. It was easy for me. Somebody tell me what to do. I didn't worry about them because I just did what they told me to do. Never had any problem. But there's people that cannot. I had a brother-in-law. He told me, he said he hated that when people started telling him what to do. And he just hated it. And he had problems. And I've seen others say the same thing. I'm not. And they end up, a lot of them in the brig. They ended up in the stockade. Brig's the Navy, but stockade's the Army. And they get very against the authority of the United States Army, the United States Navy, whatever, they would get against the authority. And that's what problems many of our people. I've seen people that God spoke to me, said the only reason, God's told me this, the only reason they're a pastor because they can't stand to be under anybody else's authority. And that's terrible. That is terrible. God's told me this. He says it's truth. You can bank on it. Pretty soon, most of them quit being pastors. But some of them are so opinionated about themselves. And I'm saying this with love. We need to change this body. This body has got too much of ourselves, and we need to be just plain old sheep. I don't know long. I've given up myself to God, and I've just become a sheep. I don't know nothing, don't ask nothing, and I just follow instructions, and it works. Because I got faith in my Father. He'll take care of his sheep. He'll never leave his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, then I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness. Oh, glory. God. Oh, glory. I can't say it. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. He's showing me how he can shut us off. He just... He's in charge. I'd like to ask you a question, and I don't want anyone to tell me nothing. But if any of you, and I don't want you to say nothing because I don't want no one else. This is just, but I'm just asking this question where you can, anyone here want really more of God? Do you want to walk in his love? Don't say nothing. But if this is touching you in any place, God just wants you to simply say, I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I want you to direct my life. I want you to be beside me. And I don't want to do anything wrong no longer, Lord. I want to walk upright to you. I want to be a right child. I want you to be proud of me as your child. I want you to bless me and not to be of my ability, but I want to please you. If there's any here in that, take this and God will bless you. He will strengthen you. If you lean not on your own understanding, if you'll acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. And this last one, be not wise in thy own heart. Many. We try to be wise. We try to be real. We try to be, we're real wise. We can tell everybody what to do, what to say. But God is the answer in every situation. And we need to know Jesus. It's what you need. I need. We need to know him. Because we're going to make heaven, we got to know him now. We need to know his love. We're part of his family. And Jesus become, we're the bride. We're going into something, you know, you might die and God might deal with you, that he might be broader with you, I believe, a lot more broader than he will when you go up and you miss all this ugliness. There's going to be a problem for this earth. It's not even going to be thinkable. God told me that yesterday. We can't even think how atrocious and how bad it's going to be. If you're here, you'll want to take your life. And God will say, there is no death. It's that terrible. We need to be overcomers. We're on our way to glory. I can't say glory. Lord, I love you. I can't say it without you. I'm such a child. Oh, Lord, I don't know how you put up with me. Glory to God. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. I pray that you'll bless each one from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet. Father, I know this afternoon was derived from heaven. I know it came from your throne room from heaven. And Father, I'm not boasting, but I know who you are. And you're very wonderful. You're very special. And Father, you have a time appointed very shortly when time is going to be stopped. What we know is now. There's going to be a time of tribulation that's going to hit this earth. It was recorded in Daniel. A time that has never been, a time of trouble, a time of devastation, a time of problems is going to face this land. But Father, we know that day is coming very shortly, but we know that you're going to suit us with righteousness from on high, that we might be clothed as the daughters from heaven. We might be clothed to be that bride of our Lord Jesus, that he will come through the clouds of glory, that the Holy Ghost will meet Jesus in the air and present us before Jesus. The Holy Ghost will take us and present us. And Father, we know there's going to be a wonderful day of reconciliation, a time of blessings, a time of joyful, a time of splendor. It's going to be a feast. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a time of joy, a joy unspeakable. And I see it, Father God, it's for the redeemed. It's for those who have made themselves right. And your Bible says that many shall come out of the grave. So there's going to be many to meet us in the air. And Father, we know that's a special time. And Father, we just pray that you will keep us in the center of thy will. Father, I know that you're speaking to my heart now that we must assemble ourselves so much as that day approaches, that we must walk in like faith. Many are opposed in our walk right now, but we must walk together that you might keep us complete to the day that you take us home. Father, we're all going to go up in the air in the same second. And Father, we're going to meet in heaven. We're going to travel that distance in just a few seconds. And Father God, as you showed me that dream, the wind was so fast, it was so much laughter. I was laughing at Father God, and I know there's going to be joy unspeakable. It's not going to be a time of sadness, but we're going to be joyful. We're going to see this old earth probably on fire. We're going to see this earth, and we're going to leave it in a split second, and we're gone. Goodbye, old world. And Jesus, we are going to see you very soon. We thank you this day. Bless your people this day in a very special way. And Father, I thank you for what you've done this day. I thank you that it was not my words, and I know there's nothing that I have that can even help these people, but I know that you moved upon the hearts by from heaven this day, and I know that you performed a dream that I had many years ago, and I dreamed that dream, and you made this dream become reality, and I know you're real, Father God, and I am nothing, and I know my Savior liveth, and I'm here to bless you this day. I'm here to encourage these this day with your mighty hand, by your blessing from evermore. I pray, Lord God, you take away any heartaches. Father, you'll take away any sickness. I pray that our people here will be freed from any embarrassment from the enemy, and they will be set free, courageous in the last days, walking in victory, walking in love, determined that they want to go forth in thy name. And we thank you for this wonderful time. I thank you for that we will be able to associate together in a time, Father, of praise and glory as we wait upon you now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you, dear people.